Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. Jennifer LeClaire here. You can see in the spirit. I want to invite you to take the Seer Activation Challenge, 30 days to clearer spiritual sight. I'm going to be on board doing Seer Activations with you, guiding you through biblical entryways and much, much more. You can opt to take the Seer Activation Challenge at tinyurl.com/seeractivation. tinyurl.com/seeractivation. You can also opt to get these three books, Seer Dimensions. You can get Power Seers. This just came out. Keys to Upgrading Your Prophetic Vision. And you can get Seer Activations with 101 Seer Activations and a whole lot more teaching. I want to challenge you to see what you've never seen before. God wants you to be able to see in the Spirit. Open your eyes to the Seer Dimensions in Jesus' name.
Welcome. I'm excited about today's program because we're going to be talking about literally growing a nation. And I think you're going to be very, very blessed and surprised in some ways at the content of today, because we're going to be talking about olive trees. And we have special guest with us, Rabbi Kurt Landry, and it's awesome to have you with us again. And of course, today we're going to be talking about olive tree, and you're the CEO of My Olive Tree.
Yes.
And also you are the apostle and founder of the House of David Ministries in just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it is an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And I'm excited because it was a few years ago I actually got involved with sowing trees into Israel through your ministry. And I've been to Israel a few times and have planted groves there, and it's just awesome to see what God is doing in Israel. But I want to hear from you, Kurt. How did you come into this whole focus that you carry on planting olive trees in Israel?
Well, Patricia, thank you for having us. It actually started, I worked on a large project in 2004, humanitarian aid, and I was working at that time with then finance minister, prime minister, now Prime Minister Netanyahu. And he said, you know, he says, it's great that Christians are bringing charity, but he says, I don't want a charity state. We need to have jobs. And so he said, if you could come up with something that would provide jobs, he said, I would really appreciate it. So I said, I'm going to pray about it. And the olive business and olive groves and the oil is a place where Arabs, Jews, Druze, and other nations that work in Israel all come together. They all come together at the olive tree. And there's a tradition in our Jewish culture is it says you plant a vineyard for your son and an olive tree for your grandson. Because as you know, olive trees actually last for thousands of years. And so it's an investment in the land. But the real motivator that came comes out of Amos, if I may, Amos 9, 11 through 15. And we didn't just want to plant olive trees in Israel. We wanted to plant in ancient Edom, which is the modern day Negev.
Right.
So in order to do that, we needed to partner with the IDF army because they have the water. And so when we put the request out, you know, when it's God's time,
right.
We went to the commander, and the gentleman that works for us in Israel went to the commander and said, this is what my olive tree wants to do. And then he read in Hebrew these scriptures. And I want to read these to you. Okay. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I'll repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins, and I will rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, the modern day Negev, and all these Gentiles, these are non-Jewish people, who are called by my name, says the Lord, does this thing. Behold, the day is coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, and the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with it, and bring back its captive, its people, Israel. They shall build their waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink from them. They shall plant gardens, and it translates out in Hebrew, oil trees. They shall plant oil trees and eat fruit from them. I will, and here's the key for me, I will plant them in their land, and they shall no longer be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord God.
Beautiful.
So this is a business plan from God through his prophet Amos, and he's saying there'll be a time when Jews and Gentiles, the Jews provide the land and the labor, and the Gentiles provide the nursery stock and the irrigation. And when you do that, now obviously there's a parable or an allegorical story here talking about the plowman overtaking the reaper. That is revival. This is like Joel chapter 3.
Right.
And so for the time of revival, I can go here for a long time, but there's a fullness of the Gentiles has come. It's not the full number, but when the revelation that the restored tabernacle of David is actually empowered to possess the land,
that's right,
to bring forth prophetic things that God has spoken about to declare that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only one and true God, because he is the one that foretold us. He is the one who's just and true, and he's the one that he is not a man that he should lie.
That's right. You know, I just want to say this, is that there are people, of course, with different political biases and things like that regarding the actual land of Israel and the restoration of the land to God's people. There's a lot of conflict around it. There's a lot of controversy. But we as a ministry, we believe in the Word of God and what it says. And, you know, it's interesting that in 48, when Israel was given back, I mean, it was just like a rock heap. There were hardly any trees there. There was nothing really growing. And I think that they thought, well, we'll just give them this piece of land and, you know, it's not worth much. But today, every time I go back to Israel, every time, it's flourishing. It's flourishing in every way. Mm-hmm. And olive trees are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's being built from the ground level up, but it's so prophetic. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, a tree in itself has life, of course, and especially the olive tree, because like you said, they can, you know, they're alive for thousands of years. And it's really something when you walk the land and you realize some of those trees there knew Jesus, right?
Right.
They knew his presence. And if you've never been to Israel, you have to go. You really do. And they could probably join you on a tour, I'm sure, at some point. And we've got them through Women on the Front Lines tours as well. But it's so beautiful to see just the lush vegetation and everything growing. And it's a sign. As those olive trees are being planted and other things planted, they are flourishing by the hand of the Lord. In the natural, It shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. But because of God's hand on it, and because of men of God like you and women of God also who have received mandates from the Lord to build and to plant, mm-hmm. the nation is being planted in the natural and in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our name, Landry, actually means one who cleanses the land. And so we have over 30,000 olive trees planted now on Army bases, and the proceeds of that goes to the lone soldiers. We have a safe house in Jerusalem for young girls, and we take care of and partner with a ministry called Yeladim that takes care of 12,000 children that are in need, and we take care of 478 Holocaust survivors.
Beautiful.
And a lot of that comes from the proceeds from this. And, you know, it's interesting. When we first started, there was a drought in Israel. This was many years ago. And there was an orchard, a grove, that was going to lose its first crop. And this was in the Galilee area. And they came to me and they said, Kurt, we need $20,000 to pump out of the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee, to save this crop. And I didn't have the money at that time to do it. So I went to a friend of mine, Perry Stone, and I said, Perry, would you like to, because he goes to Israel, and Perry wrote the check, and he saved that grove. So the next time, now that these trees were now kosher, they were 4 years old, this was their first crop. You know, everything has to lie in the field and you can't harvest it until the fourth year for Dalit, new beginning. So anyway, this oil right here, we were there and they bring out these huge jugs and they said, we want to give you a tithe off this. And wow. So they brought it out to our bus, all these. And I said, what are we going to do with this? And the Lord spoke to me, says, I want you to make ancient oil according to Exodus.
Wow.
And so I said, okay. So this is the Exodus 30 anointing oil.
You call it the king's oil.
The king's oil. Now, the thing that was interesting about this was that there's quite a bit of pushback because of a lack of understanding of Hebrew translation. It says, make no oil for yourself, lest you be cut off. Anointing oil is for priests. But we, as you know, we are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek. So we are actually more than qualified for this Exodus
right.
oil. But I want to show you this. This also has to be, Exodus 30 oil, you have to have the oil from Israel, the ingredients, according to the Bible, and you need a scientist to do the work of an apothecary.
Wow.
My son-in-law is a dual citizenship, Hebrew-speaking pharmacist.
Wow.
And he actually was the one that studied it out and made this king's oil. So
this is in a beautiful container, too.
Yeah, and it has a beautiful aroma in it, and this is the Exodus. You can smell it. It's the Exodus 30 oil. So with Perry's gift, this is how this all came.
So this is exactly
yes.
how it was in the Bible days, exactly how God gave the recipe for it.
Yeah.
So this is amazing.
Yeah. When
beautiful.
When Samuel came to anoint David, mm-hmm. this is what poured out of the horn on David.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And see, because the anointing oil is what breaks the yoke. In fact, when we anoint in House of David, you'll see we'll always anoint your neck first because it says the anointing oil breaks the yoke.
Wow.
And it, if I don't know if this is too much or not, but it says in the scripture, it says it makes the neck fat.
Fat, yeah.
Okay. So what that means is that if, let's say, my wrist is here, the yoke fits here. When your yoke is fat, it makes it like my hand. And what happens is that which would have rested upon you can't steer you to the right or the left. It's lost control.
Mm.
And all this is when they sponsored, this is the 70th year of Israel. We're putting together a special grove, a gift for them. I wanted to be able to have those who participated to say, you need to be a part of the original oil. And also, we have a mezuzah. This is saying, put it on the doorpost.
Right.
And this is a one new man mezuzah. It has the one new man symbol. If you notice here, we have the fish, which is the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The menorah is Israel. And when we come together, we actually create the Israel of God, the God
right.
of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this will go on the doorpost. And then
this is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Just blessing your home.
Yeah, blessing your home. And then these are the scriptures according to Deuteronomy here in Hebrew. And you actually roll this up.
Yep, and put it inside.
And put it inside. And then we also have a certificate that has your ministry's name on it, a certificate suitable for framing of authenticity. And the reason we do this is because we are the watchmen of the restored tabernacle of David.
Right.
And on this 70th year, 7 is perfection, 10 is completion. To be honest with you, we've worked in Israel now 26 years. We started out bringing humanitarian aid with children's shoes and suitcases. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to container ships.
Look at how God has honored you. I just want to say something. You know, never despise the day of small beginnings, because your little efforts, you know, our ministry, we start everything small. We start everything with a micro, and then God breathes on it. And we don't even know how he does it. It just ends up having big impact. And some of you have said, well, I don't know if I'm being very effective for God. But, you know, your little efforts, the little things that you put your hand to, God can breathe on that and just have great influence and effect. And I'm just so grateful that you have, you know, put your hand to this, even just going over in person, taking your suitcases to give it out. And look how God is honored, and he's brought increase to you, and he'll do that for everyone. But we just want to encourage you to visit Kurt Landry's website and pray about planting a tree. I just want to say that when I planted a tree through this ministry, this was quite a while ago now when I planted the first one. I've been to Israel a number of times. Every time I plant olive trees, but I always feel this thankfulness from God. It's like God says, thank you. And I can feel him, his emotion. He loves Israel. He has chosen that land for himself. And you get to invest into his eternal purposes by doing something so practical and so beautiful. And so we just want to encourage you to partake of this blessing. It's an invitation for everyone. And we'd love for you to partake of that invitation. So go to Kurt Landry's website and just get involved, and it'll be a real blessing for you and your house. This whole subject that we're covering today is really dear to my heart, because I love building the literal land of Israel, because I know what it means to God. And also, I love building up your life. So this is really, really precious. And thank you again so much for being with us. But we're going to talk a little bit now about just, you know, what, like, when you sow into God's desire, when you are moved to touch his heart, what happens in return?
One of the battles that all nations face, but the United States is facing for the first time, is a threat to our borders and mm-hmm. and the identity of our existence as a nation. And it's a spiritual battle. And one of the reasons that the restored tabernacle of David and Jews and Gentiles plant olive trees and vineyards in the desert is to make a prophetic decree. It's a prophetic act. And it says, and I will plant them in their land, and they shall no longer be pulled up from their land that I have given them, says the Lord.
Wow, so, such a powerful promise.
Yeah, so what happens is when you have this certificate, you need to make a decree over to your house and say, I decree that my mortgage is paid off. I decree that my land will not be penetrated by robbers or those who want to do harm. My children, my family, my grandchildren are under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Because when you do a God asks the small thing, God does the big thing.
Amen. That's awesome. And then for us intercessors who are standing in our nations, we can stand for the nation as well. Like, so you got your own land, and you can make intercession standing on the blessing of God, saying, I sowed into your heart and for your land, God. And now I decree this blessing, because it's his word. We didn't make this up, or, you know, we're not grabbing for something that he didn't already offer. So it always gives him a blessing when you stand on his word and put demand on it. That blesses his heart. He would be so sad if he gave you all the gifts of every promise and you never opened them. Right? It would be like preparing gifts for your grandchildren and your children, and you put them out in front of them and they never open them or use them. He loves it when you open the gifts and when you put demand on the promises of God. But you can also go beyond your own life, and you can start making claim for the nation that you live in. and saying, God, I just believe my nation, because I planted a tree for you, that my nation's going to be blessed.
Yes. Yeah. And also, we're going to, and I really am speaking to the intercessors here, particularly, this is the key of David. Okay, this is a prayer shawl. And this has changed our life as well. This is so powerful. I want to share a story with you. This is one of the most moving times. These tallits are handmade in Israel, and it's made in a company called Talitanya, which means little tent. And so my wife and I were there, and we were able to be the first Christians to film, maybe only, in their factory. And so one of the grandsons was there, and he was telling me the story. And he wouldn't tell it on the film, but he allows me to tell the story, so I want to share it with you. His grandfather, he had a brother, and they were making tallits, and they were from Poland. And one of them felt like at this time, this was in the 30s, he felt, oh, I think it's time for us to make Aliyah, which is to return to the land of Israel. So one of the brothers returned and moved to Tel Aviv, started making tallits in Tel Aviv. And then the other one stayed. And the one that stayed, his family, they were murdered in the Holocaust. And one of the things that we do as Jews, when our children, before they go into the service, they have to be able to serve their time in the army, they will go to Auschwitz, or they'll go to one of the concentration camps to understand the price of why they're doing it. Because if they don't, this is going to happen again. And so when the family came, those that were running the Auschwitz knew the family name and said, we're going to shut everything down. We want you to go in with your son. And when he did, you know, they have the different rooms. And here's all these tallits. Mm-hmm. There's a room full of these tallits mm-hmm. that the brother who stayed made. Mm-hmm. And so he shared that with us, and he's weeping like I'm weeping. And our ministry has been so honored to be able to literally tens of thousands of tallits wow. all around the world, Christians wearing these. And this is your prayer tent. You put this over your hands, and you hold on to the promises of God.
Every knot, right? It represents
it's a completion.
The word of God.
It's the completion of the law. And so in House of David, when we dedicate our children, mm-hmm. we'll wrap our babies in this,
and
we'll put this on, and we'll say, when the Lord, you can't hang on to the Lord will hang on
Whoa.
To you. And it's wrapped around. Because basically, this is the fulfillment of the law, is Jesus.
Oh, that's so powerful.
Yeah. And this one, we chose a special coloring for symbolic of this 70th anniversary mm-hmm. because we're celebrating the blood of Jesus in the courts of heaven. Anyway, I didn't mean to get so emotional.
It's got green. It does have green in it as well?
No, it's a burgundy and black.
It's just the way the light is hitting it. It looks like green from here.
Yeah, they're very beautiful. Yeah. And then this is for the king's anointing.
Beautiful.
And of course, this is the Torah. Mm-hmm. And we anoint these right here. We take the Exodus oil, if I can show you this.
Wow.
And the reason we anoint them is we want that king priest. A lot of times people misquote that, say you're king or priest. It's not. Yeah. We are kings and priests. Yes.
Yeah.
And so we act that anointing of God's instruction and God's kingly anointing as a priest would connect in your life. And as you put this over you, mm-hmm. that you would be able to pray. And obviously, you don't have to do that, but it's a wonderful gift of us to be able to say, thank you for standing with Israel. Thank you for planting a tree.
Beautiful.
And, for us and our family, we plant trees for every one of our family members, even as a memorial.
Right.
And
I'm just getting, and I'm sure that, you know, you have received this before, and a number of you watching might have received it. But I know that at times when I've gone into prayer and I cover myself with prayer shawl, it's like a tent of meeting. It establishes that tent of meeting with God. And I oftentimes think of Moses when he entered the tent of meeting, the Shekinah glory. I mean, God met him there. He just descended in that place. And it's always so meaningful. So like when you get your tree and you're getting the oil and you're getting the tallit, all of this, it's like this union with God that brings blessing to your life, and you can just be inside of that. And I I really believe that fresh revelation is going to come from the heart of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has for me oftentimes. In fact, I'm just going into a prayer season. Just in a few days, I'm going into an extended prayer season, and I'm expecting that tent of meeting to, you know, be established. So,
well, make sure that you take this as a gift from us into your tent of meeting.
Thank you.
And remembering that, you know, Jesus wore one
Jesus
of these.
Jesus wore it.
And when the woman with the issue of blood
was trying to
she touched
on,
this.
Right?
And he said, I felt power. He said, who touched me? Mm-hmm. And it's because these knots are the fulfillment of all the 600, I think it's 613 commands. These knots add up to that. But anyway, I want to give that to you.
And thank you so much. What a precious gift. Well, we only have about a minute left, and I was wondering, could I ask you to release a blessing of God? I mean, you're a rabbi, a messianic rabbi, and could you release a blessing of God over the people of God that are watching?
Okay. I think the most powerful thing that we have at House of David is I release the Father's blessing. Many of you didn't have fathers that knew how or understood. They may have loved you, but I just release that Father's blessing. I decree that you are not an orphan. I decree that you do not filter through a poverty spirit. I thank you that you are abundantly blessed by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I anoint you to be able to prosper. I release you to prosper. I ask the Lord to prosper you and add no sorrow to it. I ask that the hearts of the Father be turned to the children in your life and the children to the Father, that according to Malachi 4, I decree over your life that in this season that the Lord would arise and shine and let his light, his Shekinah glory shine through your light, that they know that you've been with Yeshua in Yeshua's name.
Amen. That was so powerful. I just want to encourage you to bless the land of Israel and to invest in it. And you can do so by going on Kurt Landry's site that is on your screen right there and getting your olive tree today to plant in the nation of Israel. And can I encourage you also to possibly plant one on behalf of each of your children, and they'll each get this packet as, you know, part of that connection between God's blessing and the way that you've blessed him. And it's just like this connection of blessing, and you'll get the oil and you'll get, you know, your house blessed. It's just so beautiful. And there might be friends or leaders in your life or special people in your life that you might want to plant a tree on their behalf and make decrees over their land being blessed, they being planted and not uprooted. Amen. So God bless you. I hope that you enjoyed this program, and may you have the most abundant year ever. Be blessed with every blessing that God has to give you. But above all, remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go and share his love around and let the whole world know how wonderful he is. We'll see you next time.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.